Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please read together with me the title of today's sermon. Anyone hungry? Based on our gospel reading today, these verses, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. I am the living bread come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. I invite you to follow the sermon outline that's been provided for you in your handout as we consider our theme, Anyone Hungry? Well, we've heard from Mary and Stephen, if you could have any meal you could get, what would you like? Shrimp and lasagna were the answers. What would be your answer if you could have any meal that you'd like? Let me share with you five of my favorite meals. First of all, I'm hungry already. Pan-fried liver and onions with mashed potatoes and gravy. Oh, Banner's restaurant has closed on 3 Road in Williams, and I'm in deep grief and mourning. Can't get my favorite meal anymore there. Or Chinese meat dumplings with my favorite vegetable, a green vegetable called gai lung. Hot dogs with mustard and ketchup, yes, but to be sure, I like hot dogs with peanut butter. Pan-fried and breaded oysters with coleslaw salad on the side. And finally, and this message is for you, Cynthia, sushi. Cynthia is my sushi supplier. Have I made anybody hungry? Oh, I'm already hungry. In today's gospel reading for today, Jesus talks about being hungry and eating in a spiritual sense. Jesus calls himself both the bread of life and the living bread that came down from heaven. Now, this is an Old Testament image referring back to the event in Exodus chapter 16. When God sent bread from heaven to feed his hungry people when they were in the wilderness on their way to the promised land. Listen to a few verses from Exodus 16. In the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, Mana, which in Hebrew means, what is it? For they didn't know what it was. Yeah, the Hebrew word for what is it is mana, and that's what they named the bread, manna. In today's gospel reading from John chapter 6, Jesus says about himself, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. He said, eat this bread and you will live forever. Now his exact words in John 6 are these. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. But I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. Did you get the connection? Eating bread, believing in Jesus. This bread of life, Jesus, is given to the world to meet our deepest needs. Now listen very carefully, because some Christian churches have this absolutely wrong today. Jesus never promises to fill all our lists of wants and desires so you can have wealth and prosperity. No, Jesus promises he will meet our deepest needs. He will feed our real hunger. Anybody here who is a parent or a grandparent knows this. There's a difference between a child's wants in a child's needs. A child wants, Mary and Stephen, candy, junk food, unlimited television and computer screen, their own play schedule, and no household chores to do. That's what a child wants. But what does a child need? A child needs discipline. and love, forgiveness, encouragement, guidance, security, and hope. Now, some of us adults want a new car, a promotion, a big bank account. But what do we all need? The same as children. We need love and discipline and forgiveness and encouragement and guidance and security and hope. To meet our deepest needs for this life and the next, Jesus, the bread of life, was broken on the cross. He said, "This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." Now, I have seen this dramatically portrayed in a liturgy that was acted out. When the leader of the service took a whole uncut loaf of bread and placed it on the cross on the altar and broke that bread in front of everybody seeing, you couldn't mistake the symbolism. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life, and my flesh is broken for the life of the world." Upon the cross, Jesus, the bread of life, died. His flesh was torn. He was broken as he faced the powers of sin, the powers of death, the powers of the devil, and he did it for you. But when he rose from the dead, he opened wide the doors of heaven and gave to all who would eat this living bread from heaven, put their trust in him, he gave to us victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil. All these blessings Jesus, the bread of life, has provided. Let me ask you, did you hear that again? All the blessings of God, Jesus, the bread of life, has freely provided. But like a good meal filled with nutrients, there is absolutely no benefit unless the meal is eaten. Jesus says we must eat the bread of life. Listen to what he said in John 6. "I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. But the one who feeds on me will live because of me." Eating the bread of life in John's gospel means having faith in Jesus, who is the bread of life. Are you hungry? Eating is necessary for physical and for spiritual life. If you don't eat your bread, your meat, and your vegetables, you will get sick and weak and die. But so it is with our spiritual life. We are to feed on Jesus, to daily take him into our life. Now, in the past, God provided manna from heaven to feed his people. Now he provides Jesus, the bread of life. My friends, come and get it. The meal is served Sunday after Sunday. The meal is served as God's holy word is preached from the pulpit and taught from the classroom. The meal is served as Jesus' body and blood is shared at the altar. The meal is served as the waters of baptism are poured over the person's head in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The meal is served as God's people pray and sing God's praises, the words of God to one another. Whenever the meal is served, God says, come and get it. On our old dairy farm, years ago, in Green Acres, Washington, right by the Idaho border between Spokane and the border of Idaho, was our old 40-acre dairy farm. And every noontime, when the guys were out in the fields working or shoveling manure or milking cows, Grandma would come to the back door of the farmhouse, the screen door, with a bell, and she'd ring it, and she'd say to my grandpa, to my dad, to my uncle, and to me, "Dinner is served, boys. Come and get it." Later this month, you'll receive an email if you're on the church email list, or you'll at least receive for a few Sundays in a row a colored half-sheet insert in your worship folder. These will tell you about all the opportunities you have in this coming year, beginning in September, to attend one of the many Bible classes. We have at least 5 or 6 Bible classes throughout the week that you can avail yourself of. And I encourage you, when you get this half sheet insert, to put it on your refrigerator door. Because every day you reach for earthly food, you'll be reminded of the heavenly food that God wants to serve you in this place. Now, it's true that eating is a response to a felt need. The need is hunger, and the action is eating. But if you think of yourself as all sufficient, if you think you have no needs, no sins, no spiritual hunger, then really, I guess you have no need of Jesus, the bread of life. But my friends, if you know sin and its consequences in your life, if you know the emptiness of this world and all the emptiness of the promises of this world, if you know the shortness of this life and the need for a closer walk with God, then come and eat the bread of life that God provides. Eating is personal. Now, I'm going to say something now that might seem like ridiculous common sense, but think about it. Eating is personal. Nobody can eat for you. This might seem like common sense, but in spiritual matters, often common sense is lacking. When you sit down at the supper table, you never expect somebody else to eat for you. Ridiculous, you eat for yourself. But in spiritual matters, this is what I've heard some people claim. Well, my parents are believers. Well, my wife attends church. Well, I drop off my kids to Sunday school. Well, my friend, they go to Bible class. But Jesus says in our text, it is you and me who is to eat and believe. He says in John 6, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you'll have no life in you. But whoever eats this bread will live forever. Now, though it might sound like, these words that Jesus speaks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood is not here a reference to Holy Communion. Let me tell you 4 reasons why. Number one, at the time these words were spoken, Jesus had not even instituted communion yet. Number two, Jesus here is addressing unbelievers, and Holy Communion is for believers only. Third, eating and drinking in this text is unto salvation. But Holy Communion is for those who are already saved. And Holy Communion, fourth, does not produce salvation. It's an assurance and a guarantee of the salvation already won for us at the cross. No, the text says that Jesus is the bread of life. And eating the bread of life in John's gospel refers to a trusting faith. Eating bread means trusting Jesus. This is what he's been talking about all through chapter 6. Listen to these verses. Verse 35. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. He who believes in me will not thirst. Verse 40. For my Father's will is that everybody who looks to Jesus, the bread of life, and believes in him has eternal life. Verse 47. I tell you the truth. Whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Eating the bread of life is a personal trust in Jesus. A personal trust that what he has done at the cross and empty tomb, he has done for me. He has done for you. Now, so very often as a pastor, I deal with people in times of crisis, and often when they're near death. It's at these times in life that everything else in life is stripped away. And fleeting earthly needs and wants are suddenly no importance at all. Only what is truly important and eternal are upon these people's hearts. Oh, that every one of us here today would daily realize what's really important. Oh, that everyone here today would daily trust that what we really need, God has provided for us freely in Jesus, the bread of life. Are you hungry? Not long ago, Beverly and I were invited to a wonderful dinner at a very nice restaurant in Richmond. If Flory were here today, as she was last Sunday in the front row, I was talking about Flory and her recently deceased husband, Harold, who's gone to be with his Lord. These dear people invited us out to a wonderful dinner at a wonderful restaurant in Steveston called Steveston Seafood House. Oh my. Great food, but also great prices. The place we would never go on our own. We were there to celebrate this couple's wedding anniversary, but especially to celebrate Harold's newfound faith in his Savior. What a celebration. What a nice meal. Every course was better than the one before it. What a generous gift from these loving and dear people. What a wonderful memory it is for us, the last time we had on this earth with Harold and his wife, Flory. And you know, that night, I had planned simply to go home after work in the office and have cheese and crackers and some fruit that was on the counter. Crackers and cheese and fruit. But the truth is that today, too many people are choosing to feed on the dry crackers of human philosophy, the spoiled fruit of worldly wisdom, rather than trusting in Jesus and receiving from God the sumptuous banquet he has prepared. And my friends, this banquet was already fully paid for at the cross by the shed blood of Jesus. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you are sick and tired of the bad food this sinful world has to offer. Maybe you're tired of the stale crackers and spoiled fruits of the so-called wisdom of this present world. Maybe you're tired of eating it and never being satisfied. My friends, in Jesus' name, set aside those stale crackers and spoiled fruits. Jesus' offer is still good today. He said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." Please listen one more time to the invitation my grandmother gave at the screen door, the porch door, the back of our farmhouse. Her words were really Jesus' words for all of you today. She said, and he says, "It's dinner time. Come and get it. Come. The banquet has been prepared for you. There is no need to ever go hungry again. In the name of Jesus, the bread of life. Amen."